By now, you've probably heard me raving about Osea. I'm obsessed with their Mega Moisture Duo, and I even caught my partner using it the other day because he smelled like seaweed. Now that's hot, right? You know who else would love Osea? Your mom, or your friends that are moms, or if you're a mom, because being a mom is hard work, and I think all moms deserve a spa day this Mother's Day. And what better way to make every day a spa day than with Osea's Mega Moisture Duo? And right now, you can even get an additional 10% off your first order with our code DATEABLE at OseaMalibu.com. Treat moms to the everyday spa experience she deserves with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code DATEABLE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use the code DATEABLE for 10% off.
Hi, I'm Yui Xu.
And I'm Julie Kraftchick.
We're active daters turned dating sociologists.
Here to dive into everything modern dating and relationships.
Welcome to the DATEABLE Podcast.
Who's hungry and ready to talk? Because you're in the right place. It's brunch talk. We'll eat and talk at the same time. No, not at the same time, because that's rude to eat and talk at the same time.
You can eat. We will talk.
You guys can eat. Yes.
We will do the talking. This is the best part about a one-sided brunch, right?
We're not eating at all. We are just sitting there awkwardly talking at you while you eat. Isn't that great? It's romantic.
I do love what people tell us. We've heard this quite a few times, is that it does become part of their Sunday ritual. You don't have to listen to this on Sunday at brunch time by any means, but we love what we hear when people say that they do. And it's like they get ready, have their breakfast,
yeah,
or lunch. Brunch works good for that. Time zones. And they listen to us. And it's like we're there with friends.
We are there with you. And we are there with you in regards to this question for this episode. The question is, how do you have difficult conversations with your partner?
And for more context, tips on having difficult conversations when you're with your partner about pace, when I'm hyper communicative and the other person is not.
So this is really a pace discrepancy kind of conversation to be had. Well, let's just pull back. Difficult conversations are difficult to have for a reason, because you have to be vulnerable in these conversations. So let's just address that. It's not easy for anyone. If we're talking about a pace discrepancy or something along those lines in a relationship, the best way to address this is to come from your own experience and what you are going through versus projecting onto your partner, like saying, you're moving too slow, or you're not moving at my speed, or you may not be ready for a relationship. I've said that multiple times. Like, you're not the person who's ready for a relationship. So I think we have a pace discrepancy. No, you only can talk for you about you. So come at this conversation with, this is how I'm experiencing this right now. I'm feeling like I'm ready to move this relationship forward. And in my mind, moving this relationship forward means this. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. And we have a whole episode about pace discrepancies that we did with the wonderful Dr. Alexandra Sullivan. And I was in it. I get it. Mm-hmm. And this part about you're hyper communicative and your partner is not. I think this actually is quite common, especially with pace discrepancies too. So what do you do in this situation? I think for me, what really worked, and I got this from Dr. Alexandra too, is having the once a week check-in time where you don't need to resolve everything all at once. And eventually for me, that became a once a week therapy session where we had a third party involved. But having this set time on the calendar was really helpful, especially for my partner, where it did kind of overwhelm him if I just brought it up out of nowhere. Because in his mind, he was mentally prepared, like, this is the time that we are going to have this conversation, not like when we're eating dinner, just like randomly, and I'm just kind of coming at him with it. And I think especially with people that are hyper communicative, fall into this camp. You might want to talk about it all the time. And this actually isn't really healthy and good either, because especially with a pace discrepancy, like, you need to remember, like, why you're in this relationship in the first place. My guess is if you want to move the relationship forward, there's a lot of really good things going on in your relationship.
Yeah.
So just talking about your pace discrepancy 24/7, it's going to remove all the really good things about your relationship. And then it's going to bring that person further away from getting to where you are. So really suggest time boxing the conversation and making sure that you both commit to a time, though, where you will be discussing it.
Having a place for regular check-ins is so important because it gives both people the space to communicate whatever's on their mind in that moment. And you want to get to these issues when they're not big issues. They're just maybe a lingering, nagging thought. And I always think about the paper towel analogy. If you take a piece of a paper towel just a little bit at a time, you don't actually notice the roll is getting smaller and smaller. But if you take like 20 pieces of paper towel all at once, you rip it off, you notice. And it's alarming because you're like, oh my God, now I gotta replace a paper towel soon. That's how relationships feel. If you address them one piece at a time, a little bit at a time, it doesn't feel as alarming. And like what Julie was saying is like your mind may already be 10 pieces tear away in the paper towel, but your partner is not there yet.
Right.
They haven't even ripped into the paper towel yet. So it's very alarming for them to all of a sudden see this shift in your energy. So having space for consistent, casual conversation is so much more important than having the talk.
Yes, it should never be a one-time talk, that's for sure.
No.
Before we keep going, though, I want to take a quick break to hear from some of our sponsors.
Confession, I have a secret about how I've been able to update my wardrobe with only high quality but affordable pieces these last few years. And now I have to let the secret out because they're sponsoring this episode. It's called Quince. Yeah, if you know, you know. Quince has premium European linen dresses, gorgeous washable silk tops, luxurious cashmere. And the best part, they're priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories. So no more middleman, and that's why it costs less to you. I know Julie got herself some nice cashmere pieces, and at only $50 a sweater, come on. And I recently ventured into home goods. I got myself some premium cotton percale sheets, ultra cooling, and just feels like a five-star hotel every night. And it's so perfect for the upcoming hot months. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/dateable for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/dateable to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/dateable.
Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? Yeah, not great for our already struggling environment. That's why I'm so excited to talk about our partner today, Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. And the concept is pretty simple. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. I just tried out the laundry tablet, and instead of having to bring my huge container like I normally do down the hall, I just brought the one tablet and my clothes came out so clean, just as clean as normal. I'm fully on board. It just makes my life easier and I'm helping the environment. And the best part, Blue Land has a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/dateable. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/dateable for 15% off. That's blueland.com/dateable to get 15% off.
Want relationship advice from one of the leading experts in the field of couples therapy? Then Reimagining Love is for you. Hosted by one of our favorite guests on Dateable, Dr. Alexandra Solomon. She is a clinical psychologist, couples therapist, professor, and award-winning author. It is your destination for profound, enlightening discussions about love, family, intimacy, and everything in between. But more than that, she gives us the opportunity to reimagine ourselves, our relationships and our world. So on the show, Dr. Alexandra gives in-depth research-backed takes on topics like dating, jealousy, communication, commitment, personal growth, and features notable guests from the worlds of therapy, academia, and pop culture, such as me and Julie from Dateable, among other people you may have heard of like Esther Perel, Susan Cane, and Emily Nagoski. Her podcast is incredible, definitely worth a listen. We loved being on it, and we love having Dr. Alexandra on our show. So you can find her podcast, Reimagining Love, wherever you get your podcasts.
So how do you have this conversation in a way that brings two people together, especially when one person might be a little less communicative? You know, I do think it's important to get to a middle ground of like how long you're going to have this conversation for. Because a pace discrepancy by definition is that one person is ahead and the other is behind. Mm-hmm. This time frame might probably be a little slower than the faster paced person wants and probably a little faster than the slower paced person wants. But that having some sort of time frame that you're going to come back and revisit this conversation is really important. When we did ours with the therapist, like he actually had us not talk about the pace discrepancy until a set time. And at first, it was really uncomfortable for me, someone that wanted to talk about it all the time and be hyper communicative and work things out. But I learned actually letting things like rest. And the method of this was like, let me bring up all like what else is going on? Because you hear this from therapists all the time is the reason why someone comes is actually usually not the reason that like there's an issue, like what's beneath it is interesting. And at the end of the day, there's a reason why your partner has a pace discrepancy that might have nothing to do with you. It might have to do with their own relationship history, their own fears, their own anxieties, whatever's going on. But using that time to understand where they're at, not only will that connect you more as a couple because you understand your partner better, but it also removes like this pace and like difficult conversation type of thing. But again, not putting it away forever. You're coming back to it eventually.
Yeah, I like that. And making sure that your needs are also addressed in this is so important because many a times I've been there where I'm like catering to the other person, but you have to know that you need to get all of this out of your system. What's worked for me in the past in having these conversations is where I have the conversations. I used to do the check-in with my partner on a couch, and it started to feel clinical because I think we did our couples counseling on the couch. So he associated that with
interesting,
really serious conversations. So we started moving it to the bedroom and we're just sitting up on the bed.
Interesting.
And that I felt like was a more conducive environment because you're both in your safe place. This is not where we take our therapy sessions. This is not where we have those crazy talks. And it kind of let our guards down and just be more soft with each other and more compassionate with each other.
That's a really good point. Environment does matter so much. And, you know, also like for me, actually the couch was a good place because it felt very comfortable. So it's all relative to you. We also didn't do therapy on the couch. So it's like it all comes down to your patterns. But I think finding a day, a time when you're not stressed, you're not like between things, like you can really devote to it is really important. And it's hard because I feel like when there isn't an issue, I guess, like it's easy to let those check-in slide.
Yes.
I'm thinking about the last couple that my partner and I have maybe missed. They're so important though, because like you said earlier, if you're getting ahead of it, it doesn't become a big thing as much.
Yes.
But also like know when to enlist a third party. Like there was a time, at least for me, where we were talking in circles and we weren't able to like get to the real root of things and communicate. But having that third party come in and be like, wait, we're not going to talk about the pace. We're going to go a little deeper of what's actually happening, ended up being like exactly what we needed. I don't know if we could have got there. Even as someone that does a dating podcast, even as someone that thinks they're hyper communicative, I don't know if we could have got there without that third party.
Yeah, because you're only communicating for yourself.
Yeah.
As you should, you are only responsible for yourself. And sometimes a third party can just facilitate the conversation and not so much like the discussion, you know, the serious discussion.
Yeah.
And I love this idea of, you know, not letting it slide, even though, yes, it yeah. will slide in a relationship sometimes. I remember listening to Tim Ferriss on his podcast when he first started dating his girlfriend, and he said, I would move mountains to keep my check-ins with my girlfriend. And I was like, wow, even Tim Ferriss would like move some crazy important meeting to talk to her. And at the time, I thought it was a little trivial, but now in hindsight, I realize, yeah, I used to push them quite a bit or reschedule them, just like I would do with my work meetings. Like, oh, we can address this another time, or maybe this week we don't need to. One or two times, I think it's okay. But if I were to reflect back on that relationship, I wish I did move mountains for some of those times, because obviously there were issues that were not addressed.
Okay, you're inspiring me to make this a priority, because it's so easy to do it. But you're right. If your relationship truly is the most important thing or one of the most important things in your life, it should be a priority. I also hear the people, because I used to be this person, being like, why do you need a relationship check-in? That's so clinical. It's so lame. It's so work-like. I used to feel this way. I'm like, I don't get it. Like, aren't couples always talking? Like, why would they need that?
Right.
As you learn, you need it. Like, I think this is by far one of the best things that we did during this time, was having this, you know, set aside time. And even like when we were doing therapy, we also kept the check-in, because it was another time to like actually have the conversation with just the two of us.
I love that. I think it's such a great way to address whatever's on your mind. And it's funny, I don't know if you've noticed this, Julie, but like once you start talking, maybe there's nothing to talk about at first, but once you start talking, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, there is something on my mind that I kind of pushed to the back of my mind for some reason.
Yeah, well, it's also important, especially like, I think my partner like didn't want to tell me certain things.
Yeah.
Thinking it would be upsetting to me. But then when he actually said it, I'm like, oh, like, of course, I'll put the dish away better, or I'll turn the light off or close the door like while you're sleeping. Like, it's like so not a big deal to me.
Yeah.
But then when he didn't say it, it made me think it was like this massive thing.
Huge thing,
you know?
Yes.
So it just made us both more comfortable with getting things out in the open and addressing. And I think the last thing I'll say on this topic too is like, there is a balance of advocating for yourself, but also listening to your partner.
Mm.
And I maybe swung too much on the advocating for myself side in the beginning. And that's because I had a history of doing the opposite and never advocating for myself. I went full steam to myself. And I think what I've learned is that, of course, it's a two-way street. It's a human at the other side. You can also not let your past dictate what's happening here. Like, if you've had a series of partners that wouldn't fully commit, that doesn't mean your current partner is the same.
Correct.
Even though it's easy to see that pattern. So how do you strike that balance between still putting yourself first, but also being like, I'm here because I want to pursue a relationship and I love my partner. I need to listen and hear them out too.
Yeah. Maybe it's worth establishing ground rules for these check-ins and conversations of saying, our only goal here is to seek understanding.
Yeah.
Not trying to prove anybody's right or wrong, or who's the faster one or slower one. There is no qualifier. It's just seek understanding. And breathe.
Yeah.
These are all wonderful questions. All should be addressed. Even if you're single, it's like important to understand how to have difficult conversations with anybody in your life.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're constantly having these or avoiding these conversations.
I mean, even if you're not with like someone at the point that you can have a check-in, you still might have to have a difficult conversation.
Yes.
And that should be done in a very similar manner. And I think what I've learned from the check-in is you always start positive of what's going well for you in the week.
Yes.
There is also an affirmation or thing that you love about your partner, and then what's not going so well for you personally, and then any relational growing edges. And then you end with the intention. That was at least Dr. Alexandra Solomon's format, and I love it.
It's a great format.
Okay.
Cool. Send in your questions. Email us hello@datablepodcast.com. You can Instagram us at @datablepodcast, or you can bump your question up to the top of the queue by giving us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts, 5 stars in the body of the review. Ask your question. We'll answer it as fast as we humanly can. We promise to do so.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
The Dateable Podcast is part of the Frolic Media Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram @datablepodcast and visit datablepodcast.com for access to all the episodes and our premium programs. Also, make sure to subscribe today if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform so you are the first to get all the latest episodes. And most importantly, stay dateable.